And what they were finding is that white kids were listening to the black music stations in that town, and so it was sort of crossing over against people's will. So they got to a point where they could not any longer ignore the white taste in the purchase of black music.
Exactly. That was it, exactly.
Crazy.
Now, in your book, you talk about a meeting where you mention that CBS is not infusing any money into the black communities that were making it rich. And they thought you meant payola. You meant scholarships, training, business investments, etc. Is this emblematic of the disconnect between white folks and black folks, or white folks just don't get it?
That was it, exactly. As a matter of fact, that seed that was planted then eventually led to CBS hiring a vice president to deal with nothing but giving monies to certain projects in the black community. There's a guy named Baron Taylor. And eventually that was his 100% job, is to pass on monies to different organizations in the black community.